5.10 Living Abroad. Pete.
I'm from Oxford, and a few years ago I went to work in Prague, and on my very first day there I set off to walk to work, and I came to this butcher's shop, and I casually glanced at the special offers board on the pavement outside. I couldn't believe my eyes. It read, Zebra, 65 crowns per kilogram. For me, this was a big cultural difference. I'm no vegetarian and I'll eat almost any meat. I've no problem with veal or rabbit, but I do draw the line at endangered species. So I checked the board again and it really did say zebra. I felt sick. I worried about it all the way to work. I'd always thought the Czechs were a civilized nation and I wasn't sure what perturbed me the most, the idea of eating zebra or the fact that it was so cheap. 65 crowns was about £1.25. That's a kilo of zebra meat for less than a copy of a Sunday newspaper. Anyway, I got to my work and I introduced myself to the pretty young Czech receptionist. And I just had to find out if Czechs really did eat zebra. So I said, what's Czech for zebra?
Zebra,
she said.
Why?
Oh, dear. I was horrified, so I asked, and it's a Czech delicacy?
No, she said. Of course not. Why?
Well, outside the butcher's, it said zebra, 65 crowns per kilogram. She started laughing, and finally she said,
did the Z have a hat check?
A what? I said.
A little hook, like this, above the Z.
And she drew it for me.
You see, zebra is Czech for zebra, but zebra, with a hat check above the Z, means ribs.
And she pointed at her midriff to show me. I felt really foolish, but very relieved. The Czechs really are a civilized bunch after all. So much so that I'm still here 8 years later and I'm married to Lenka. She's the pretty young receptionist.
Sarah.
I'm half Korean and half British, so I have a kind of dual identity. I was born in Seoul, in South Korea, but I've lived in England for years, and now I find whenever I go back to Korea, I'm faced with some unique cultural differences. I suppose I look about 80% Korean and 20% British, and Korean people are often a bit puzzled as to why I look slightly different from them. And one day, the funniest thing happened in this respect. I was in a department store in Seoul, just browsing through some clothes, and this woman came up to me, and she grabbed me by the arm and said, oh, please tell me, where did you get your nose done? And I just looked at her and said, what? What do you mean? And I tapped my nose and felt very self-conscious. Then it struck me because actually in Korea, plastic surgery is quite a routine procedure. It's very common. There are plastic surgeons on every street corner. So this lady just assumed because my nose is a bit larger than usual that I must have had plastic surgery done. I just said to her, oh no, no, sorry. Actually, my father gave me this nose. He's British.
Marie.
I find it's not at all exotic to be French here in London, but being English in Paris is still quite exotic, I think. And what are some of the cultural differences I found living here? Well, quite a few. The usual food differences. There's not a baker on every corner and, okay, I like crisps, but in the supermarkets, there are aisles of them in every flavor imaginable. Prawn, vinegar, chicken, chili, on. Who needs them all? Oh, and the English obsession with house prices. Yes, they have endless conversations about the prices of houses. Everyone wants to own a house, and what's weird to me is the way that they quantify the size of a house by giving the number of bedrooms and bathrooms, not its actual size in square feet or meters. Oh, and something else. I find it odd to leave a doctor's surgery without a prescription as long as your arm, or with nothing at all. That was a first for me.
Ethan.
I'm Australian, and about 6 years ago, I spent 2 years living and working in Burma. Every day, I'd catch a taxi to my work. Anyway, one day, not long after I arrived there, I got into this taxi, a beautiful, clean, shiny taxi. I sat down and I put my feet, well, it was difficult to find anywhere to put my feet, but I didn't look down. And the taxi started moving, luckily quite slowly. Suddenly, I found my feet because they'd started sort of running. It was the weirdest feeling. I looked down and my feet were actually on the road and they had to run to keep up with the taxi. I looked again and saw a huge rusted hole in the floor of the taxi. My feet had gone straight through it. Quick as a flash, I pulled them back inside and positioned them firmly either side of the hole, but after that I noticed that a lot of the taxis had problems. They were really ancient cars, but their owners were really proud of them and kept them in beautiful condition where they could. But some things, like doors or floors, they couldn't replace. I couldn't imagine taxis like these being allowed in Sydney. There didn't seem to be any health and safety regulations in Burma, but the taxis did their job just fine. Maybe it's different now.